You personally, your practice might not be suffering because of this, but your patient's reimbursement is being delayed. So how do you prepare your patients to hear that, your team to make sure to let them know, hey, this is likely going to be a little longer than it was back 2 months ago because the insurance company is backed up on processing.
There's always a bad guy in every story. And if you don't tell the story, you are the bad guy. The patients don't care that the company that you chose to use to process the insurance information was hacked and then it fell apart. And now there's a backup of the insurances. They're just going to blame you because you're standing in front of them.
That pre-auth is just going to sit there and your patient's conditions are going to get that much worse.
Welcome back to another episode of Dental Marketing Theory. I'm your host, Gary Bird. I'm the founder of SMC National, where we help you level the playing field against these big monster DSOs out there that are not letting you get the new patients that you deserve. And so we're going to help you level up and get those patients so you can grow the way that you want. But if you're not collecting money, you cannot grow. That is an absolute fact. And today I have Shelly, who's the VP of Business Development with All Star Dental Academy, and she's going to break down what's happening with this hack, why people aren't getting their money, and how some people aren't even collecting up to 40% of their money they're losing. And she's going to give you an ebook at the end that's going to answer all your questions of how to actually solve this problem today. You are not going to want to miss this one because it impacts 95% of dental offices out there. Stay tuned. Man, this is an exciting one because I love coming on podcasts like this because I actually get to learn. And there's a huge problem in the dental industry right now. And Shelly has agreed to come on and talk to me about it because there's not a lot of solutions to it. And they've been dealing with this with their clients. So why don't we start, Shelly, with just how the problem got started?
Yeah.
There was a hack. So let's start at the hack.
There was a big hack. And I'm sure most, if not all of you have heard about it, the cyber attack back February 21st, it affected the healthcare exchange. And those of you that
Black Cat was the one who did it. They took credit for it.
Those of you, yeah, give them their credit where their credit is due, hopefully in prison. Yep. That's essentially what happened. And it affected a lot of offices, if not majority of offices. Those of you who it didn't impact, congratulations. It probably is still impacting you in an inadvertent way, though, because claims are being backed up. But some were hurt worse than others.
So let's walk through that. So Black Hat hacked Health Exchange. Mm-hmm. Health Exchange was not able to process payments to the insurers. They act as a middleman.
Right.
And so there was this lag that happened that payments weren't getting submitted. Now, Health Exchange tried to pay the ransomware. I think they could paid allegedly millions of dollars. Right. Hey, give us back our information. Didn't work. The guys took the money and ran. And it's still not solved. Like, we're 2 months out, still not solved. And so then a lot of people started migrating to other companies, mm-hmm. and started moving over to different companies to get their claims submitted. So there's this, that's the first lag. But now there's a second lag that's happening.
Right. Now
for people getting their insurance money.
Yeah. Now we figured out a way to get these claims to the insurance companies. And now the insurance companies are backed up and they're processing paper claims because so many people panicked and mailed them in instead of using the electronic version. So now we have manual manpower trying to do some of the work that the computers were doing. And we all know we're a little slower as a human than the computer is in processing. And so things are just backed up, Gary. It's bad. I'm seeing numbers from offices that are generally very, very healthy with their collections, and they are suffering.
Hey, got an important announcement for you. We are hosting the second annual Full Arch Advantage event where you learn to create, convert, and close more full arches so your office can grow the way that you want. This is going to be in partnership with BioHorizons, and this is our second year, but the important part is it's going to be virtual, so you don't have to fly out, buy hotels, travel with your team. You can just register and block off the days and watch virtually. And right now we have early bird pricing. It's never going to be cheaper than right now. I don't even have a discount code because it's so cheap. It's only $199 right now to register, and it's for your team. It's for your dentists, it's for your treatment coordinators, your dental assistants, and your marketing managers. And you're going to learn a ton of stuff to grow. Last year's event had a 74 NPS score, which is amazing. And the feedback was really, really good. So if you're looking at leveling up, we have a ton of new content, a ton of new automations and things that you can add to your practice to really grow. And we're going to be going over a lot around sales and executing on the phones to make sure that you can grow the way that you want. So don't miss this. Go to Full Arch Advantage right now and sign up. This price will not be around for long. So when you're saying suffering, like, are we talking a percentage? Like, what are the actual numbers that people are suffering?
Yeah. So it is percentage wise, but I have offices practices that are, you know, in network with only one or two companies, and they would go from 98% collections normally, and they're in the 50s right now. And so, yeah, exactly. They're at half, you know, barely covering expenses of the practice, essentially. And so then team is freaking out, like, we're not getting money in. Yeah, how is the doctor going to pay our, you know, our payroll?
I've had people that I've talked to that were like, we can't pay for marketing anymore. And it's like, well, you do realize when you stop paying for marketing, you stop getting new patients, which is going to exaggerate the problem, right? And they're like, I don't have money. Like, I literally don't have money.
Exactly. And that's what we were running into as well. And why, as coaches here at All Star, we started pulling together and we said, okay, how are we going to help these offices that don't have something to do? Like, they're freaking out. How can we help calm them down and get things where they can be more controllable and hopefully avoid this from happening in the future? Because either their insurance isn't processing, they may have other AR things that we can kind of beef up that help support when this is happening. You know, they might already be not collecting copays. I'm finding that a lot. And so we need to help figure that out. So that's why we stepped in.
So is this, before we get to the solution, I kind of want to talk about the end of the road here.
Yeah.
So is in the next couple months, people are just going to get a big fat check from the insurance companies?
I'm hearing that some offices are seeing, like, not a big fat check, but they're starting to trickle in. Yeah, they're trickling in.
Medium-sized trickle.
Like, every once in a while, they'll go to the mailbox and they're like, yes, there's some insurance money. And that's exciting, but they're still, now the team is processing all of this all at once that would have normally been workload over a month and a half worth of time. And now the mailbox is full.
So here's what's going to happen. It's kind of like with COVID. Now, when I go back, anytime I look at old history numbers, right, and I look historically, I always have to remember, oh, that was COVID. Yep. We shut down here and then we rebounded to like 2x and then we came down off that mountain. So we can't really compare to that. I imagine in the account receivable departments and the finance folks are going to have to remember, like, oh, no. We stopped collecting insurance money. Then we got it all in and then we kind of tapered down off of that.
That's exactly what I'm doing on the KPI monitors. I'm marking cyber attack, you know, so that I'm not thinking, oh, your team is not doing their job and talking to these doctors and saying, oh my goodness, no, you were impacted. This is what happened. Is your team ready to go to fight back? And do you have enough manpower to kind of break through this in the next month or two? Because it is going to back them up. And so, that's an issue. It's definite issue, and we want to help. So,
Something that I love about you guys that you guys do at All Star is that you guys are, and we do the same thing. It's like, okay, there's a problem. We're talking about that problem every day, everybody. So why not just automate a solution that helps us not to have to talk? It's really self-preservation, right? It's like, we're going to automate this and give you the information so that way we don't have to talk about it over and over and over again with so much manpower so we can focus on the next thing.
Right.
And I love that you guys do that. And so one of the things that you guys created was an ebook that actually solves this problem. Mm-hmm. And I think you made it free for everybody,
right? We did, absolutely. You do not have to be a member of All Star to have access to this. We want anybody who's suffering with this. And you know, even if you're not suffering from this, there are tips and tricks from all of our coaches pulled together for accounts receivable in general in this ebook. And so really, even if you feel like, hey, we're fee for service, you personally, your practice might not be suffering because of this, but your patient's reimbursement is being delayed. So how do you prepare your patients to hear that, your team, to make sure to let them know, hey, this is likely going to be a little longer than it was back 2 months ago because the insurance company is backed up on processing? Just little things like that, that we want to make sure that your practice is prepared to be able to answer, because you don't want those patients calling in mad, right? We want to prevent that.
Yeah. Okay. So let's, I'm going to have you share the ebook in a moment, not yet. And so, but what I want to talk about is, like, cause I kind of want to learn too. So, like, let's pretend I'm a dentist and let's pretend you're my coach. And I'm like, okay, well, my collections, we're normally at 98%. We are at, over the last 2 months, we're at like 65%. I don't have money right now. So throwing money at this problem isn't going to be the answer. Mm-hmm. What would be like the high level, don't give away the whole ebook, but the, like, high level, what would you start to tell me?
Essentially, first starting with finding out if your claims are at least in the hands of your insurance company. And normally we're checking that every couple of weeks. Every week you're looking. Once they're past 15 days and you haven't seen any activity, you're reaching out. Right now, you need to reach out sooner and you need to reach out more frequently to make sure that we can pass the buck over to the insurance company. And so we can say, yes,
so meaning the insurance company has them, but they're not acting on them because they're just backed up.
Correct.
So you want to be the squeaky wheel that gets it looked at.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good way to put it. We want to make sure that they have it and that it's not lost in cyberspace, because that's where all the claims were. They were off. I mean, somebody had them, the black cat, somebody had them, but it wasn't your insurance company. And so now we need to make sure that the insurance company has it and that it's in process. If you chose to snail mail it in, make sure they received it, because how easy is that for them to say, we never received that? You don't want to wait 30, 45 days to find out, hey, no, they never even had it.
Now you're, and then, then you're restarting the clock because you have to send them back in.
So exactly.
You want to just make sure you got them. Hey, and then this is with every insurance company, you have to do this, right?
Yes, unfortunately, yes. And there are some that you can do that online. And so I would highly recommend utilizing that. You can log right into XYZ insurance company, check and see claim status, but doing that very regularly and significantly sooner than what we used to recommend doing, at least for right now. You can hopefully start shifting back into the old the old system, but right now we need to be on top of it. So that's one of the things, reducing pre-authorizations. Pre-auths, ultimately, we generally don't love those to begin with because it's not a guarantee of payment. But right now in particular, you think that it took them a long time to process it before, try adding it to the pile of claims that they're trying to get through. That pre-auth is just going to sit there and your patient's conditions are going to get that much worse. And so,
yeah. And then, and remember this, there's always a bad guy in every story. And if you don't tell the story, you are the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so the patients don't care that the company that you chose to use to process the insurance information was hacked and then it fell apart. And now there's a backup of the insurances. They're just going to blame you because you're standing in front of them.
Right.
If you don't get ahead of it with a story.
Yep. And so for anything with case presentation, we always talk about urgency. And so we actually did dive into that and give some of the tips and tricks that we give to our clients for overcoming and not having to do as many pre-authorizations. That's going to help you today, but it's also going to help you in the future with your case presentation. Mm. So there's so much in this book, Gary. I mean, we could sit here and talk. I could go through every single section of it, but being timely with your team and working on that in particular, those are two huge ones that we really need to get in front of. Yep. And then best practices really for accounts receivable. How often do you follow up with your patients and let them know that your copay? I cannot tell you how many offices, unfortunately, look at their front desk and say, why didn't you collect copay from them? They're like, I didn't know I was supposed to, or they said they were going to mail it in. Okay, we need to step back, figure out how are we presenting the treatment? Are we telling them what their copay is, that it's expected at the time of service? Because right now we're not collecting from the insurance company. So we at least better be collecting from our patients and getting their copay. And a lot of offices were not doing that. And so now look at that, not collecting their copays and not getting insurance money. How do you keep your doors open?
How much money are we talking when we talk about copays? Because I hear copays and I know I'm not like the expert on, but I'm just in my head. It's like $50.
It totally depends on what they're having done. So restoratively, dental insurance is not all it's chalked up to be to a patient.
Of course.
We know as dental providers, this is not much of anything. $1,000 in a year, maybe $1,500 if you're a lucky one. And so if you're having two crowns, you might have $1,500 due, right? Because the most your insurance is going to cover is $1,500. So you're going to pay the rest. And offices were just letting the patient go like, okay, mail that in. And or just taking a small portion of it. We've got to get ahead of that with our presentation. Hygiene might be minimal, you know, a little bit here and there, but it's the restorative. And the little stuff adds up. When I look at accounts receivables with people, most of their stuff that falls into that 90 days plus is the little balances. It's $25, $50, $100, just the smaller amounts that add up that we just chose not to collect, or we're going to collect it next time kind of thing. And so you know, it just kind of builds on each other. And those are easy. There's ways that you can get a hold of your patient right away. I mean, look at when you get the mail. All right, we'll ask you this, Gary. When you get your mail, do you look at it and say, ooh, dental bill, I'm going to pay that first? Or do you look at it and say, okay, mortgage, car, food, utilities. Yep. Which one is the dental bill stacks over there?
I have no idea. They go on my desk and I'm like, when I get around to it.
I'm going to tell you where the dental one goes, to the very bottom or to the recycling bin. And partly because they think, oh, they didn't submit it to my insurance yet. I don't owe anything.
Because I am in dental, I'm like, insurance is a waste. So I'll just get like the dentist and pick the one I want and pick the one I can have conversations with and negotiate with and have an in-house membership. But I have a lot of information that most patients don't have. Mm-hmm. So that's very, very interesting that you say that. Yeah. Cause they're like looking at it going, oh no, you know what? You can just wait until my insurance deal with that one.
Yeah. And the insurance already did. And so they're sitting there thinking, oh, well, that's not my bill. That's the insurance company's bill and the insurance already paid. So we need to get ahead of that in our verbiage. And so those are all the different things that are in this ebook to be able to help your team to overrule that. Don't let it become an issue. Don't let you be the one that's mailing statements over and over and over. That's expensive.
It is very expensive. Yeah. So how would people get this? Like, what, how would I access it if I wanted to get it?
Yeah. Just go allstardentalacademy.com and then /keep collecting, all one word, keep collecting.
allstardental.com/keep collecting.
allstardentalacademy.com.
Academy. Okay.
Yep. .com okay. /keep collecting.
Beautiful. Okay. Yes. Awesome. We'll put that in the show notes.
Okay.
And that's great. And I'm going to share this with all of my email list and all that good stuff as well, because I think this is really, really powerful. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate you coming on and sharing this.
Yeah, absolutely. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.